Welcome back to Giants.com. Lance Middle, Paul DeTito with you as it is time for the latest edition of the mailbag, Paul. All right, here we go. Question number one comes from Brad on Long Island. His question is, why was the defensive line so effective in getting to Andy Dalton on Monday Night Football?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. One is guys were winning more of their one-on-one matchups. Another reason was they had taken away the running game early, so that allows guys to really get after the quarterback, knowing that they feel the Bengals are going to be throwing the ball. The other thing is there was also more pressure packages coming, too. It seemed like defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo felt very confident that he could send extra guys. That also helped the situation.
Three total sacks against Andy Dalton, and as Paul mentioned, real key in terms of limiting the Bengals' run game. They had just under 80 rushing yards as a team. All right, question number two. Melissa in Arizona, her question is, what do you attribute to the Giants' success on the ground against the Bengals?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that are at work here. One is, as Rashawn Jennings told me after the game, guys were doing a better job with their one-on-one blocks, and then he had confidence in them and the patience to allow those blocks to develop and hold to where he could see the lanes before jetting through. And I think that, number one, is the reason why. Second reason, as he explained to me, was that they formulated some kind of rhythm and that the coaching staff showed patience in the running game as well.
Before the Bengals game, five straight contests in which the Giants as a team had under 80 rushing yards. They had 122 against Cincinnati. Very effective performance overall as a team, especially Rashawn Jennings. That is the latest edition of the Giants Mailbag. For Paul DeTino, I'm Lance Meadow.